Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents $2 a Day, Living on Almost Nothing in America, by Catherine J. Eden and H. Luke Schaefer. Read by Allison Johnson. Introduction. Deep on the south side of Chicago, far from the ever-evolving steel skyline of America's third-largest city, sits a small story-and-a-half white clapboard house clad in peeling paint. That's where Susan Brown lives with her husband Devin and their 8-month-old daughter Lauren, the three of them sharing the home with Susan's grandmother, step-grandfather, and uncle. To protect the individuals who are written about in this book, the names of individuals, organizations, places, and some minor details that do not substantively affect the stories have been changed throughout. Wooden steps lead up to the age-worn threshold of an enclosed front porch, which slumps noticeably to the left. To enter the house, visitors must sidestep a warped, mold-stained plywood board that covers a large hole in the porch floor. The front door opens into a small, dark room furnished with a worn couch, a shaky wooden coffee table, and a leatherette easy chair with stuffing escaping from the left arm. Up and to the left, you can see a dark patch where the wall meets the ceiling. It seems like the spot is, at best, damp and at worst, crumbling. The air is dense. It is well above 90 degrees outside, but it feels even hotter inside the house. None of the windows open, although gaps between the frames and their casings let in a little bit of air. The carpeting in the front room has been discolored by footsteps and spills.